to thank everyone for coming this evening. Tomorrow is the most celebrated and special event for those of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. It is the appearance day of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Regular schedule. यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानं धर्मस्य तदात्मनं स्वजम्यः. That he comes in every millennium in order to reestablish the principles of religion and to protect his devotees, as well as to annihilate the miscreants. So, in every age, the Lord comes in a particular and unique form, just according to the needs of the society for its spiritual upliftment. We worship Lord Krishna on his appearance on the holy occasion of Janamastami. Krishna appeared in the Dwarpa Yuga. We are now living in the Kali Yuga. And the Yuga Avatar for the Kali Yuga, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Mahabharata, and various other of the great Vedic literatures, is the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sango Pangasya Parashiram Jagyai Sankirtana Priyai Yajanti Hi Sumedasha. Bhagavatam explains that those in this age of Kali Yuga who have good intelligence should come together and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the process of the congregational chanting of the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the Yuga Avatar because he has specially come for the purpose of establishing the ways and the means by which even the most fallen and lowly souls, which includes 100% of the population in this age of Kali, and how they can easily attain the perfection of prema bhakti, love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born under the most auspicious conditions of the lunar eclipse, when everyone with great intensity was chanting the holy name. To chant the holy names Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is to receive the most precious gift that is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to each and every one of us with his own beautiful, loving hands. Sri Gaur Sundar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own personal loving hands, he is delivering the holy name of Krishna. And he, along with Lord Nityananda Prabhu, come begging each and every living being, in whatever condition of life, please take the name of Krishna. Take the name of Krishna and find the true joy and peace of life. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he taught more instructions than anyone could write down, with his own hands, He only wrote 8 verses. And these 8 verses are called Shikshastakam. It is the condensed version of all the teachings of the Vedas applicable to this age of Kali Yuga, which explain from the very beginning the basic stage of how to purify your heart. And as these verses go on, they intensify more and more and more, and gradually reveal the intimate heart of a pure devotee and how he cries out for the Lord in great love, humility, and devotion. So these Shikshastakam verses should be very carefully studied and understood under the able guidance of a bona fide devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tomorrow is the glorious day when the Lord appears. Tomorrow is the day which is most celebrated and most important, because it is the day when the Supreme Lord revealed to us the ultimate extent of His mercy. In the first verse of the Shikshastakam prayers, the ultimate extent of His mercy is explained. Anandam buddhivaradanam pradipatam punamritashvadanam. That whoever we are, simply take the name of Krishna, and all of your desires, all of your longings, all of your hankerings in life will be fulfilled. Because the true hankering in life of every living being is for Krishna. The soul is longing for Krishna. The soul is crying for Krishna. But in this world, we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten the desire of the soul. And under the illusion of Maya, we are hankering, crying, and longing for the temporary sources of misery of this world. But by the chanting of the holy name of God, all these misconceptions are removed. Shikshastakam explains, Cheto darapana marajanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam Sreya kairavashantatam vitaranam vidyavatku jivanam Anandam buddhi varadanam pratipatam bhunam ratasvadanam Sarvatmas naparamparam vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. By the process of congregationally chanting the holy name, all the impurities, the illusions, and the misconceptions of life are removed like dust from the mirror of our hearts. And as we become relieved from the fever of material attachments, what takes place is our longing for Krishna intensifies more and more and more. The natural aspiration of the soul to reunite with the supreme object of all love, Sri Krishna, grows and grows and grows. Tonight, we read and sung a beautiful song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kabe Gauravani. He's praying, when will that day be mine? When all of my material attachments are removed from my heart, and I simply long and cry out to be with Krishna, to be in those holy places of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to wear the dust of the Vaishnavas on my body, and to always be remembering Him with great love. When will my hard heart melt? And when will the desire for Krishna consciousness be my only aspiration in life? This is the goal of the living being. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that through the process of the chanting of the holy names of God, the soul's true desires of longing for Krishna will motivate our lives 100%. And that longing in and of itself is the fulfillment of all the desires of the soul eternally. A pure soul, in whatever walk of life he may be, accepting, his aspiration is simply to please the Lord with faith and devotion. This is the result of the chanting of the holy name. And then all of our desires are fulfilled. There's a beautiful story about one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how the Lord arranged within his life the ideal condition wherein he could become purified and fulfill all of his desires. This devotee's name was Gangadhara Bhattacharya. And Gangadhara Bhattacharya, he was a Brahmin by class, and he was very learned, very humble, and very devoted to Lord Sri Krishna. Now one time he was traveling to see one great sadhu in a place called Katwa in Bengal. This great sadhu, he was a disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri, whose disappearance day was yesterday. His name was Keshava Bharati Maharaj. And when he came to that place, a most wonderful occasion was taking place. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who before that was of the name Nimai Pandit or Vishwambhar, was just about to accept the vows of a sannyasi. When Gangadhar Bhattacharya arrived, they were just about to have the hair-cutting ceremony to shave the beautiful hairs of Lord Vishwambhar. When the barber came, he just began to cry. He said, "How can I touch this person's hair? He is more beautiful than Cupid himself. This is impossible." But Lord Vishwambhar demanded that you cut my hair. People began to cry. The whole village, they gathered around. And they were unbearably buried in painful condition of heart, thinking that this beautiful, beautiful child of only 24 years old, who has won everyone's heart, they could understand that he must be Krishna himself, the supreme enjoyer. They could not bear him taking the vows of sannyas and accepting the robes of saffron and the shaved head. So they began to condemn Keshava Bharati, who was the sannyas guru of the Lord. "You cannot do this. You cannot allow this. This is irreligion personified. You must stop this ceremony. It cannot be." Meanwhile, Vishwambhar explained that it must be. People were threatening suicide. People were threatening to destroy the entire temple compound of Keshava Bharati if he allowed this to take place. They were outraged. So nothing could be done. It was at a standstill. It was not auspicious to have such a ceremony when people were so outraged and angered by it. So what happened is, the beautiful Gaur Sundar, he began to have kirtan, to chant the name of Krishna very sweetly, and began to dance. In this way he inundated all the person's hearts with the beautiful congregational chanting of the holy name. And everybody became very sweet, very peaceful, and very satisfied. And in the next morning, the kirtan went on throughout the night. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again ordered the barber, cut my hair. He tried and tried, but it was very difficult. Others tried, but they could not. But finally, on the order of the Lord, he began to cut the hair. And as the hair was falling to the ground, so were the bodies of all of the devotees. They could not bear seeing it. They were falling unconscious, rolling in the ground, getting up, crying, wailing in great sorrow. At this time, Gangadhar Bhattacharya witnessed this experience. Upon seeing the hair of the beautiful Lord fall to the ground, in his great sacrifice for all conditioned souls, he was taking sannyas. He was also falling to the ground in tears, conscious and unconscious. And then he heard Keshava Bharati pronounce before everyone that now you are a sannyasi and your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Gangadhar Bhattacharya just kept repeating over and over again, Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He was mad. He could not control himself. He could not remain there, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord as a sannyasi, knowing that he is a supreme enjoyer. How could he make this sacrifice of renouncing his wife, his mother, all worldly connections, simply for us who are undeserving, simply to reach our hard hearts, who will not listen to anyone unless they are in such a robe? He could not bear staying in Katwa. He left that place and went back to his village. But where he went, he was simply crying, Chaitanya, 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 Chaitanya. Nobody could understand what has happened. Everyone in the village thought that he had gone mad. But then someone explained what had happened. So Gangadhar Bhattacharya was then given the name by everyone in the town, Chaitanya Das. And everyone, seeing his great love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they respected and adored him. And he would only respond if someone called him by the name Chaitanya Das. And day and night, with tears in his eyes, he was simply calling out, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. This is what I have heard as his hair was falling to the ground. Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Chaitanya Das was most simple and renounced. He never had any material desires. His only desire was to please the Lord. But suddenly an amazing and wonderful thing took place. Within his heart grew a burning desire to have a son. He has never desired children before. He approached his wife, whose name was Lakshmi Priya, and he said, I do not know what is happening. All of a sudden, I'm longing and yearning for having a son. I want this child to be a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But why? We've never wanted any children before. We've never wanted anything of this world before. I do not understand. What are we supposed to do? So Lakshmi Priya, being very saintly, she explained that we should go to Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya is residing. If we go there and have the darshan of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, I'm sure the answer to your question will be. So they began to walk the long distance from their little village in Bengal to Jagannath Puri. When they arrive, actually halfway distance, they stopped in one place to take rest. And that evening, an amazing thing took place. Chaitanya Das had a dream. Standing right before him was a beautiful child who looked exactly like Lord Shyam Sundar. He was standing in threefold bending form with beautiful lotus eyes. He had a complexion like a monsoon rain cloud, which was bluish. His head was adorned with a peacock feather. He had beautiful jewelry and a wonderful garland going down to his feet, and he was playing beautiful songs from his flute. As Chaitanya Das was seeing this, he was offering his repeated obeisances within his dream. And then Shyam Sundar changed his form altogether to the beautiful form of Lord Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, where he was standing with his beautiful golden complexion, with long, long ears and long, long arms coming down beyond his knees, his eyes like the blooming, fully blossomed lotus, his hair, beautiful and blackish, coming down beyond his shoulders. He had a beautiful golden, a whitish dhoti with a red border. And then that beautiful form again changed. And he was standing before him with the same golden complexion, with the same lotus eyes. But this time he had a shaved head, and he was wearing the saffron garb of a sannyasi. And then he saw this beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he expanded. And next to him was the form of Krishna playing on his flute. And then he awoke. And he explained all of this to his good wife and asked, "What to do? What does all this mean?" And she said, "Let us progress toward Neelachala. I'm sure all our questions will be answered." So they proceeded, and they came to Sri Purushottam Jagannath Puri Dham. And there they went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. And in through the main gate came Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his intimate associates. And when the husband and the wife, the two Brahmins, saw the beautiful form of Lord Gaurasundar, they could not stop looking at him. Their eyes could not blink. Tears were rolling from their eyes, and their hearts were utterly melted by seeing his beauty and grace. And they offered their respectful obeisances. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Chaitanya Das and Lakshmi Priya. He welcomed him with great love. And he said, "I know what is your innermost desires." He said, "Please, go before Lord Jagannath, and I promise you all of your desires will be fulfilled." And then Lord Chaitanya told his servant Govinda, "You take Chaitanya Das before Lord Jagannath." And as he was being escorted before Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, the deities of Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came along. And when the Brahman and his wife, after offering obeisances, stood up, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally offered he and his wife's lives to the feet of Jagannath. And he stood there reverently in silence, offering prayers. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Now you go home." All of the associates were struck with wonder. What was he praying? What was it that was his desire the Lord promised would be fulfilled? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associates that evening, that he is a spotless man in heart. His only desire is to please the Lord. I have personally implanted within his heart the burning desire for a son, because through him, one of my eternal associates will come into this world. His name will be Srinivas, and he will be known as Srinivas Acharya. He says, "Srila Rupa Goswami, he will write many great books on my order to explain the divine principles of pure devotional service and how to attain it. And it is this Srinivas Acharya, who is none other than my very forearm, who will distribute these books widely amongst all the devotees of the Lord. And by his great attachment to the chanting of the holy name and devotional service, he will transform the lives of millions and millions into pure self-realized souls." So the next day in the morning, Chaitanya Das and Lakshmi Priya approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they asked, "What is your order?" He said, "You go back. You go back to your home in Bengal. Do not you worry about anything. Your desire will be fulfilled. But you simply engage yourself in the chanting of the holy name. That is all. And whoever you meet, impart to them the great message that all persons will be delivered through this process." So Chaitanya Das was thinking how difficult it is to leave. That the moving and the non-moving Supreme Personality of Godhead is are both here together, Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. But it is his order. So he returned to his village and he told the people what had taken place. And day and night he was simply engaging in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And the people thought he was crazy. "Why don't you work? What is this chanting? You think you're going to have children by chanting the holy names? You think you're going to be able to support your family by chanting the holy names?" This way, he was very much criticized by some, and he was glorified by others, because there was a wonderful transformation that took place in his heart. Those who had sincere hearts could see that he was utterly pure and full of devotion. Within a few days, his wife, Lakshmi Priya, became pregnant. And very soon, at an auspicious time, the great Srinivas Acharya was born by the mercy of the Lord. And the moment he was born, they took that baby, and the husband and wife, with great love and great devotion, offered that baby's body, mind, words, soul, everything to the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "My dear Lord, this child is yours." In this way, you see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to fulfill everyone's desires, everyone's real desires. He has not come to fulfill the desires which cast us deeper and deeper into illusion. He has come to fulfill the pure desire of the soul, for devotional service to Sri Hari. And what is that gift that he has given to fulfill all of our desires? It is very simple. He told Chaitanya Das that you always chant the holy names and you take the beautiful darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You associate with the devotees of the Lord. It is an infallible process. It is an infallible process because it is the 100% unconditional guarantee of God Himself that if you simply accept it with sincerity, it will work. So yes, tomorrow is the most glorious day. It is the day when that wonderful, most merciful personality of Godhead appears to distribute love of God freely to all. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratveshe Namaha. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that, my dear Lord Krishna, you have many incarnations, but this divine form of Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful of all your incarnations. Because in previous ages, you have come with a bow and arrow as Ram, or you have come with your sharp nails as Narsingadev, or your infallible tusks as Varahadev. You have appeared with your Sudarshan Chakra as Devaki Nandan, Gopal, Sri Krishna. In this way, you kill the asuras who are creating a menace within society. But in this age, you come with only one weapon, the weapon of your beauty. The weapon of your beauty to charm the hearts of all living beings. And the essence of your beauty you have revealed to the whole world for all time within your holy name. And the weapon of your holy name completely conquers all demoniac qualities by its beauty, by its luster. And as one chants the holy name, one becomes more and more charmed by the beauty of the holy name, which possesses all the opulences and qualities of Krishna Himself. This is your only weapon, Harinam Sankirtan. Just like we see in this war that has been taking place in the Gulf, after being utterly defeated, one president has decided to surrender. He is surrendering because the weapons were too powerful for him, right? All of the missiles and all of the heavy artillery and all of the aerial bombardments, these weapons of the Allied forces were so inundating and so powerful that finally he has no alternative but to simply surrender. Huh? But the Allied forces say, no, no, we will not accept your surrender until it is unconditional. So they keep bombing. Krishna is like the Allied forces. He is bombing us with his holy name. But we have to surrender unconditionally. But this type of surrender is different. Because the weapon of the holy name, which is the artillery of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his soldiers in this world, its power is in its beauty. And one who simply exposes his life and his heart to the weapon of Lord Chaitanya is the name of Krishna. We become utterly defeated by the beauty of the name. And out of love, in the greatest ecstasy, we have no other desire in life but to surrender ourselves to that beauty. Nothing else can attract us any longer. So therefore, we must surrender to that beauty. Rupa Goswami explains, if you are too much attached to the temporary mortal things of this world, do not look upon the smiling face of Sri Krishna. Because after seeing that charming face, you will never be attracted to anything or anyone else again. He is the reservoir of all beauty, and he has come within his name. Because you see, when the Lord calls upon us to surrender unconditionally, he wants us to surrender not to his might, not to his strength, but surrender to his love and surrender to his mercy. This is the natural process of chanting the holy name. And this, in truth, is the fulfillment of all the desires of the soul. And this can come upon all persons in all walks of life. When we surrender to Krishna, it does not mean that we give up what we are doing. It means we give up our selfish motivations and do that same thing in love, in devotion. This is the result of chanting the holy name. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed, Grihe tako vane tako, Sadahari pole tako, Suke duke bulo nako, Varne harinam korore, Gai gora madhu sware, Gai gora madhu sware, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gai Gaura Madhu Sware, Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Sware. The Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with this message. Whether you are a grihastha working in this world or whether you are a sannyasi living in the jungles, doesn't matter. Simply chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And your consciousness will rise above all happiness and all distress. And you will attain the supreme position of loving devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much. So I'd like to ask Shukadev Goswami Maharaj to speak for a few minutes on the importance of Gaur Purnima coming tomorrow, and then Vrindavan Das Goswami, or Vrindavan Das Maharaj, to also speak in this regard. And please, everyone come tomorrow night, if at all possible. Tomorrow night is the actual real celebration. Tonight is only to awaken the mood of excitement for tomorrow. So we tricked you into coming tonight. Tonight is not the night. But we should be fully generating great enthusiasm and a spirit of devotion to honor the Supreme Personality of Godhead tomorrow. So all day, starting at 11 in the morning, we will be having bhajans, kirtans. Also, we'll be showing two beautiful films movies about the life and precepts of Lord Chaitanya. Very wonderful devoted films made in Bengal about 40 years back. And then we will also, at 6 o'clock, we will have special bhajans. At 6:30, there will be the Abhishek ceremony for their lordships, Nitai Gaurachandra. And then at 7 o'clock will be aarti. After that, there will be a lecture on the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the lecture, there will be Gaura aarti, the greatly celebrated ceremony of the aarti for Lord Sri Gaurachandra. And there will be Mahakirtan at that time. And we will also have two dramas, one by the children and one by the brahmacharis. And then we will have a wonderful feast of Krishna's prasad. Now, for those devotees who are following strictly the principles, we fast until the moonrise tomorrow. So please come and chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So, Shukadev Maharaj, please speak to us, and Vrindavan Maharaj. Is Devamrita Prabhu here? He also could speak. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
अतिमिरान्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्निमितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasya Parshadam Ignayir Sankirtana Prayer Ejanti Sumedasaha. In this age of Kali, people who are left with some intelligence, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates will take to this process of Sankirtana, the chanting of the names of Lord Hari. That way they attain the ultimate goal of life. So, the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent incarnation for this age of Kali, because the Supreme Lord, out of His causeless mercy, has come to reveal the essence of all knowledge. There have been people who read scriptures, who do so many things, and they find some kind of peace in their life by following some kind of religious process. But until one gets the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not actually possible to know what is the essence of all human activities or religiosity. It's the love of God. And it is also not possible to attain the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without attaining the mercy of people who have taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali. So we have this great fortune to be in this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is the path of unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Lord. Actually, we all want celebrations. Like in the material world, we see people plan beforehand celebrations, even though a person cannot afford to celebrate, they feel it, and if they can celebrate, they would like to have a big pomp and a gaiety show, like people celebrate birthdays, marriage parties, and many other occasions. But the real celebrations are those celebrations which give us extra enthusiasm to remind ourselves about our real relationship. So in this Sanatan Dharma, all these festivals, like Gaurapurnima, Janmashtami, Narasingha Chaturthi and so on. Because we tend to take devotional service as a mechanical process, being inhabitants of this conditioned world. So this kind of celebrations, they actually make us think, why I am chanting this Hare Krishna mantra all the time? We actually mean I have a relation with God. So now we celebrate so many occasions connected with the Lord. Whether we are purified or not purified, by taking part in such occasions, we get immense spiritual benefit, because these activities are all transcendental. So people who do not have spiritual knowledge, even just in the association of devotees, they come and watch this appearance of Lord Chaitanya, partake prasad, and take other activities. We are actually, without our knowledge, taking part in the eternal leela of the Lord. As we become more and more purified, we see the great significance of such activities. And as Radhanath Maharaj was emphasizing, by taking to this process, a simple process of sincerely chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we can uncover the dust of the heart and can see that eternally satisfying nature of the holy names of the Lord. When we faithfully and sincerely take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, in the beginning we begin to see the peaceful effect of the mantra on the mind, or how it can keep us free from tensions and worries and so on. But these are not actually the things we are looking for by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. These are only byproducts. So when we go into the preaching, people want, how this mantra can help me in getting free from my tensions, my worries. But for some reason or the other, if one comes to this holy name of the Lord, he has come to the greatest treasure in life. And in the process of chanting this mantra, the mantra will captivate us, and we become helpless chanters of the name of God. As one of the great saints has said, that when I chant the name of Krishna, I see that the Creator has made a mistake for giving me only one tongue or only 2 ears. This sweet syllables, Krishna, they produce such fathomless joy in the heart of the chanter. So one hankers that if only I can have millions of tongues or millions of years and so on. So even from my own little experience, we are seeing that not having reached anywhere in the chanting of the name of God, sinful as I am, seeing that how it can destroy the mountains of sinful activities, just the very idea that if only I can become free from this sinful mentality, how much joy this name of Krishna is going to create in me. So that hope will pull us through all the material obstacles or mental blocks and so on, and we make a steady progress. So such is the important occasion tomorrow. The Lord, who has personally come to deliver us through this Yuga Dharma. So we should all join tomorrow again for enthusiastically doing in all ways possible to make the festival a great festival of chanting of the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktarunda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We are singing one beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur, which explains what should be the status of devotee to attract the mercy of Gaura Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, it is described in scriptures that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation, and for the fallen souls in this Kali Yuga, It is very necessary to attract the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from this song of Narottam Das Thakur, we can see how to attract the mercy of the most merciful incarnation, Gaura Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one of these lines explains that Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar, that your birth is just to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. And in next line explains, very important, that Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pai Vyar. So this is a very important thing in the life of the devotees, that if you want to attract the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very easy. We have to understand our condition in this world. What is our condition? That we are the most fallen soul in this world. And in this state of mind, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself explains that Trunadapi Samichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, that we can only chant this sublime name of Lord Hari when we have this state of mind, that Trunadapi Sunichena, very humble, and that attracts the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Guru Krishna Krupa Paile Bhakti Lata Bij. Sometimes we think that because of our own endeavor or because of my surrender, I am getting the mercy of God or I am getting the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. But it clearly explained that Guru Krishna Krupa Paile, this is only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are getting into this beautiful life of Krishna consciousness, devotional service. So, actually when we see, there is no need of thinking that we are fallen. Actually we are fallen. There is no need of thinking. But we have forgotten that we have fallen because of this conditioned nature. So when we associate with the pure devotees, we are very humble and doing anything to give us this Krishna consciousness, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercifully, forgetting all our offenses, trying to engage us in the service of Krishna, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never considered any qualification to chant this holy name. Simply he went on distributing Jare Deko Tareko Krishna Upadesh. And somehow or other we have come in contact with this movement of Krishna consciousness, which is personally started by Krishna himself in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are all deriving the importance or the profit of associating with the pure devotees. But if you want to advance more and more and have to attain complete mercy, Mat Prasadat, as Krishna explains, that if you want to attain my complete mercy, then you should have a humble state of mind. And when we can have that, when we understand our position, and our position in this world is represented by a pure devotee like Narottam Das Thakur. Actually, there is no need for him to say that I am the most fallen and therefore I am the first to get your mercy. But this is simply to state the mind of a devotee who thinks himself to be very, very fallen. So if we are in that condition, then only we can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is very, very important to understand our condition stage, and equally important to understand the mercy distributed freely through Guru by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And somehow or other we have come in contact with the pure devotees. We have to advance in the association of the pure devotees. And for this advancement, we are celebrating this appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which revives our contaminated consciousness through the association of pure devotee into pure Krishna consciousness. So it is a grand opportunity for everyone we have gathered here and also coming tomorrow. So simply chanting, dancing, feasting and fasting is a very, very simple process given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is our good fortune that we are having an association of a pure devotee like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who is personally present here to guide us to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we associate more and more with pure devotees like Radhanath Maharaj, then we can understand how fallen we are, and we can understand that I am not at all qualified to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is simply His causeless mercy that I am in this association of a pure devotee. So this is the only qualification that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, that we should have desire to associate with pure devotees. There is no need of any qualification. There is need of only pure desire. And someday or other, we will surely get that pure love of God, Krishna consciousness.